In Ezra chapter 8, you know, maybe you don't have a Bible, maybe you have a gadget, and you can pull that up. We've studied through some of the highlights in the book of Ezra this past week. And just a super fast summary, this is the record and history of the children of Israel who were taken captive to Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. And then years later, the Persians conquered the Babylonians, and now the Israelites were under their rule. And God was delivering them, and so he was returning a remnant of his people back to Jerusalem. And they were rebuilding the temple and the altars and instituting feasts, and things were starting to look like they were supposed to look, at least on the surface. Ezra, years later, many years later, after a lot of that work was done and they were getting back to normal, Ezra was still in Babylon, and now he was going to make his journey to Jerusalem, and he was going to be used by God to kind of bring some spiritual reform and restoration to them. So chapter 8 is a little bit of the Ezra's being sent on his way. And with that was going to come a lot of danger. It was a four-month journey from Babylon to Jerusalem. And he didn't have an army with him. They had a lot of wealth that they were taking back with them. And so they were prime targets for enemies to overtake them, steal everything they have, if not kill them. And so this was a dangerous time for them. And so we picked up in verse 21, I proclaimed a fast at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before God to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, the hand of our God is for good on all who seek him, and the power of his wrath is against all who forsake him. So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. So that's a pretty interesting. Ezra's boasting in his God, right, before the king. Says our God is a great God. Our God protects us. Our God takes care of us. He's against our enemies. And then he realizes going on this very difficult, dangerous journey. And normally you go with the armies and armed guards. And he says, I can't ask the king. After we just told him our God protects us, our God takes care of us, but we need your armies now so that we don't die. And so they fasted and they prayed. God, I don't know that it would be maybe so brash, but kind of this is on you, God. This is your name. If you don't take care of us, you're not going to look good to the king of Persia and everybody else around that you couldn't take care of us. So maybe not as bold as that, but he realized he needed the hand of God in his life, and he had faith that God would do that. And so, as I was considering this on our last day, and for some of us, this will be the last time we're at camp for the summer, which means, Lord willing, next year we'll be back. So there's a lot of life between now and then, and a lot of things that we'll face, both good and maybe some bad and challenging things. And so I've kind of felt like this would be a good thing to consider as we go. God's hand is upon us, right? Some of us are going back to difficult situations, changes that will take place in the course of the next year that may be very challenging, things that certainly are unexpected, but God is faithful to see us through, right? He doesn't leave us on the journey by ourselves.
Yes, sir.
But Ezra says, the hand of our God is for good on all who see him. It's a good hand. Sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we do feel like maybe God is against us, or at least maybe he's forgotten us. We don't understand his ways. But this is something that the Bible is so full of, a reminder of the goodness of God. We read through the Psalms over and over. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. I make reference to it often. I think I did at least twice this period, from Psalm 119, verse 68. God is good and only does good. That is such a comforting thing. The very person of God is good. We don't have a definition of goodness apart from God. Anything that is good is from the hand of God, right? And not only is he the definition of good, but every act of God is good. And so we need to hold on to that reality, that even though things may not look good in the moment, Paul says all things work together for good because God is on our side.
Thank you.
I know we get, it used to be a sitcom or a drama, TV drama mentality, but it's not even that anymore. Back in the day when you actually had to sit in front of a TV and watch whatever show happened to come on, you didn't get to stream it, you didn't get to binge it, you had to wait another week for the next episode. But back in the day, you might watch something, and whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, and of course with commercials it's less than that, but you'd be presented with a plot line. Typically you're presented with a problem, and within the 30 minutes or an hour that all had to be resolved. And sometimes we think, okay, God, it's Saturday, and so by the end of today, all things work together for good. And so we got to wrap this up. So let's finish this. But it doesn't always get good by the time we go to bed at night. And sometimes it doesn't get good for a year, or maybe for a lifetime, at least from an earthly perspective. But God is telling us that the whole of our lives and everything that he walks us through and leads us through, all of those things that we face, both good and difficult, are working to perfect us, to make us who God wants us to be, to purify us, to mature us. And so when we look at the end of our lives and stand before God, we realize all of these things that God was working that were difficult, that I didn't want to go through. God has used that to make me the man and woman, the bride that he wants me to be. And so we need to rest in that. Rest in God's goodness. Trust him. Know this is who he is. Interesting, we often pray, I do, Lord, show me your glory, like Moses did, right? Show me your glory. We want this great revelation of who God is. That's what Moses asked. I need to see, I need to know you. I mean, he was going through some difficult things. He said, God, I just need to know who you are, what you're about. I need to see. And God's response was, I'll show you my goodness. That was his glory. I mean, there's a connection there. Somehow it's sort of odd. Moses says, show me your glory, and God says, here's my goodness. It's who he is. It's so connected to his very person. And so we need to rest in that. throughout the days and years, we know that he only does good. And so whatever we're facing, even today, we rest in the goodness of God, the blessings that he's promised us. He says to all who seek him. So there's a little bit of work on our end, right? For all who seek him, the goodness and blessings of God. Paul says if he gave his son Jesus to die for our sake, what will he withhold? I mean, that's the greatest thing, the costliest thing that God could have given. And if he's given you that, you mean all your little piddly things that you need, he can't do and he won't give? Compared to this great sacrifice. And so we have a God that loves us so. So I just want you to go with that blessing. And I want you to go in that assurance and resting in this promise of God that we like Ezra. And he says that not just in that verse, he repeats it several times just in this chapter about the good hand of God. And so we want to remember that when the enemy comes at us with fear, with doubt, with questions, with anxieties. Our God is good.
Amen.
Our God is good and only does good. And so we give him thanks for that today. Bless his name. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so good to me. I give him thanks. Psalmist says, how countless, Lord, are your thoughts toward us, how great the sum of them, that you would consider us, that your favor is upon us. So, Lord, I pray that we would walk in that, walk in the blessings of God, the spiritual blessings that we have, Lord, that are so beyond our understanding, Lord. We give you thanks for that. Pray you would reveal that to us, more of your goodness, Lord, throughout this coming year. God, that we would recognize that you are for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness these days, these weeks that we've been together. We thank you for your spirit that has been at work in us. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We pray, Lord, that you would seal this work, Lord, and with our children and campers, Jesus, dear God. We thank you for what you've done, for the reports. Lord, we believe that this is not the end. God, you will walk with them and go with them. Lord, we pray that your hand of blessing be upon them. God, protect them, preserve them, dear Jesus. We pray you would thwart every scheme of the devil, dear God. Bless each today that are traveling home. thank you, Lord, for those who have served among us. We pray your blessing upon our staff. Lord, would you strengthen them, give them your help, your grace, Lord, even as they might be traveling today. Those who are coming up today, God, your hand upon them. Prepare their hearts for all that you want to do, and then through them.
Yes.
Lord, I know there are needs that are represented even today in this room. If I could share quickly, last night in our meeting, a text came through from someone in our church in need of prayer, was admitted to the hospital overnight, and we're praying for her, if you would remember her in prayer. God, all of these needs, others that have been brought to our attention, even this day, Lord, we commit them to you. We pray you would intervene, dear God. Work miracles. Show your glory, not just to us, but to the world, Lord, as you act on behalf of your people. Thank you, Lord. We trust you. Lord, we love you. We pray that as we seek you with all of our heart, we would be, you would be found of us. Lord, we pray that you give us that grace throughout this year to run hard after you. So, Lord, I pray your blessing upon each one here. And we give you thanks again. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Worthy God, worthy God. Lord, we love you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Great day.